Welcome, my awesome friends. Summer has a different rhythm, doesn't it? There can be more transitions, more noise, and sometimes just a little more flexibility needed. So I'm giving myself that same flexibility too. But I wanted you to know I am still here thinking about you and your amazing children. Please join me over at Finding Joy in the Journey podcast, because I will be posting a podcast episode there every other week through the summer, and I hope to be back in the fall for more awesome non-speaker podcast episodes. This podcast episode is straight from my heart. I have no script. I usually don't, but I usually have an outline. I'm not sure what direction I want to take the podcast right now. But I think I'm probably going to take a lot of the podcast episodes that were on here and put them on my private podcast. I feel like I've been very honest and transparent in who I am and what I do. And right now, that doesn't feel very safe. So I first just went and put into draft probably most of my podcast episodes. But I want them available for people that have ears to hear and really want to understand what I'm doing, even though I'm not doing it right now. I'm taking a break from any new clients or from doing really work for the summer. But I know that some of those episodes are really golden and have a lot of beautiful things in them, so I want them available. So I think that what I'm going to do is either just make this whole podcast feed private, but then I don't know how new people would know to get it. I don't know what I'm going to do. But I feel sad because I've spent over a year creating this podcast, creating a new business to serve such awesome kids and their families. And I feel like because people misunderstood what I was doing and didn't even bother asking me personally more about it, that I was put in a difficult position where I feel the need to hide now, where I feel the need to not be so transparent. And I wonder how many parents of non-speakers or how many non-speakers feel the same way, but in a much more intense way. So I know what I'm going through is very small, and I have a lot of support and love through this experience, and I'm learning so much. I guess I just don't know the best way to continue to support you, my listeners, as I go through this and as I figure out my next steps. And maybe it's simply saying, I'm taking a break and I'll figure it out after the summer's over. Or later in the summer, or I don't even know. Maybe I won't figure it out. Maybe I just will continue doing it imperfectly, which I guess I would even if I did figure it out, because I'm not perfect. I don't do things right all the time, and that's okay. And it's also okay to be misunderstood. I've done nothing wrong. This has given me an opportunity to reflect on the path that has brought me here, and I feel very in alignment with being led here by God to serve you, non-speakers, and their parents. And it seems like I'm changing the way that's going to look, and that's okay too. I'm excited to learn new tools and new skills that can help you as I take my nervous system class and my biology of trauma class and decide what training to take in the fall. I think it will just lead me to more ways that I can be a support system for people that need it, and I can continue to serve and love this community. I think what will be best is to give myself the summer off from awesome autism tools, awesome non-speakers, as I really dive into my nervous system classes, biology of trauma class, and figure out where I want to go, what I want to do in the fall, training-wise. So I think I will move most of my episodes over to the private podcast. Sign up for my newsletter if you want access to those podcast episodes. Also, if you want to listen to me, I do have another podcast called Finding Joy in the Journey, and I am posting there every other week. I'm planning on doing that through the summer. That is two resources for you. You can sign up for my newsletter. That will keep you informed with whatever I end up doing in the fall. I am hoping to create some kind of nervous system class or support for non-speakers and parents of non-speakers. I don't know how that would look for the non-speakers. So it'd probably really be for the parents of non-speakers, and then maybe find ways to adapt the tools that you could teach to the non-speakers. I don't know. I'm really excited because one of the ladies, actually her son, is a medical doctor who works with apraxia patients. So I'm going to really, if I take that one, I think that would be a good resource for me to like be like, okay, how could we adapt this for somebody with apraxia? I don't know. So sign up for my newsletter, please, if you want to keep informed, and stay subscribed to this podcast, because hopefully I'll be back in the fall. Maybe not. Maybe I won't be back till 2027. I have no idea. But definitely, if you want to keep learning about tools that can help you in any area of your life, jump over to Finding Joy in the Journey, where I will share a tip or a tool every other week that can help you to find more joy in your journey. Thanks for listening today. If grounding and shielding feels like something you or your child could use more of, I'd love to invite you to my free Grounding and Shielding online class. It is one of my favorite tools and includes a free picture book that one of my clients inspired me to write. It has helped so many families feel more calm, balanced, and supported. You can find the link in the show notes.